Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. I almost said Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 or 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in on the Eastern Type Coast Live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, a Stitcher, crabdiving.com. I hope you're not ill because the Republicans voted fuck you. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, probably saying some bad words, maybe calling Mitch McConnell a bitch, et cetera, et cetera. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Isn't it funny how Trump called McCain a hero for coming back to vote on this shitty
Now he's a hero.
Bill.
That whole Tiger Box thing, you know, he got cut. But
do you think John McCain would be able to take care of his brain tumor with this health care legislation?
No, he's got great health care.
What a fucking hypocrite he is.
I mean, I think they have to go through Obamacare, but they can get the topest, upperest, tierest.
Man, fuck
care.
Him.
And then, you know, he's,
you
know, who
you know,
knows?
John, thank you for saving the country. You're a prisoner of war, all that shit. Yes. But God damn it, as a legislator, you are a piece of garbage.
Well, he, you know, they're patting him on the back saying he gave a great speech about, well, I will not vote for this, though, in its current form, unless it's changed, basically. He's like, look, I'm voting to take the debate forward so that we can put this through debate on the floor and have it be a bipartisan. And he said he wouldn't vote for anything, not bi.
Yes. Versatile.
But we'll see about that.
Liar. I don't believe him. You know why I don't believe him? Because he's a Republican. I've had enough.
Well, right.
They're garbage.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Thanks for joining us this Tuesday. We're going to,
like
I said, be here for a couple of hours. Toss us a message on our Twitter, if you like, if you want to communicate with us live. It's Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. Kate's out of her mind right now.
What's she doing?
She's just doing some little spin around thing, and now she's looking at me.
All right.
She's doing well. Kate, give your dogs glucosamine and chondroitin, your older dogs.
Right.
Holy shit. She was having a little arthritis-y kind of stuff.
Don't put her on Trump care.
God damn, that shit works wonders.
That's awesome.
Her birthday's coming up.
Yay. Send Kate a birthday present. Buy Kate a birthday present on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid, baby.
17.
Wow.
Nothing chewy. You know, right? She has dropped a couple teeth.
That's the perfect age. That's how Ted Nugent likes them.
Oh, she's over the hill for them. And apparently, allegedly, Trump.
Doesn't he have a bunch of rapey songs, Ted Nugent, where he's like,
Jailbait yeah, is the name of his song.
What a creep.
As always, if you want to help us out here, we don't bombard your ear holes with any kind of advertisements. But if you'd like to help us out, you can buy shit that you're going to buy on the internet at Amazon, buy it through our hole, go our link. You don't have to touch our holes.
Right.
That's extra.
Relax. Just touch it.
Depending on the donation involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And but go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little commission, and it really doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out. And thanks to those that do. We're getting...
Yes.
I mean, seriously, we're getting people buying shit almost every day, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there.
That is fucking awesome.
Thank you for helping out as
Shove $5 in my hole.
As I open my craft beer.
Oh, very nice.
From across the town.
Right.
And don't forget, find out where Ryan's going to be doing comedy at radarcomedy.com.
That's right. Go to my Instagram. I put all my posters up there.
Let's just get right to the fucking headlines of doom. As Trump crowing, I'm sure Mitch, the bitch McConnell,
hey, man,
has his waddles flapping over.
Oh, yes.
What is what he thinks is smiling to the rest of us. Looks like the taint of Satan.
If there ever was one. You know, does Satan even have a taint? Because he's a god, right?
He's
an equal part to Jesus, except he's bad. Is that how these fucking Christians buy this garbage? To? I don't know.
I mean, seriously, because you could, you know, go down the block to the eighth,
right,
missionary Baptist Church of
Solomon's
testicles.
Eighth, yeah, Southern Baptist reverse.
And they'll
cowgirl.
Have a different. Yeah, then yeah. Go down to the ninth
Church of God. Those are the crazy people. Church of God, that's hardcore, man. Church of, you know, the weirder the name, the more fucked up it is.
Well, Church of God is kind of self-evident. I mean, that's not that odd.
No. There's weird shit that goes on in
the Latter-day Saints. That's
no an Church odd of God, name. Church
and
of Christ, all that
going
shit.
On.
That's like there's weird, like it's one of them they don't have accompaniment when you sing, and so nobody really knows how the songs go.
Oh, that's Church of God, I think.
You just kind
of
trudge through like a lovely dirge.
Let's just go right into the fucking headlines and
hey, the fucking headlines.
See
fuck you, Scaracucci.
If they're crying at the HuffPo and dancing at the Drudgery Po.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July 25th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Wee-wee. Fuck you.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Sarah. You suck.
Well, that's what we did.
Right.
She's right.
We are bending over.
Yeah. Russian enemy. Russian porkage.
How do we know that, you know, anything the GOP shits out, how do we know it doesn't come from Uncle Nipples? We're just assuming that Uncle Nipples is only in the White House, but there's been some evidence that he's elsewhere, right? What about Paul Ryan on tape with those fucking money launderers? What about that?
Right.
The Russian guys.
Yeah. Who knows how deep it goes?
Deep.
Over at the commie liberal, Pinko.
Fuck you. If fate ate my dick.
Huffington Post. Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Another picture of Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
And the headline is shame, shame, shame. GOP rams repeal forward.
God, what a dickhead. What a fucking loser he is.
The death of the Affordable Care Act has never been closer, it says.
God,
after Senate Republicans voted to begin formal debate.
Yes.
On legislation that will probably end up ripping health care from millions of people in some capacity or another.
You know, Mitch the Bitch is often called, he's compared to a turtle, but I think he's more blobfish. That's just me.
I apologize to blobfish.
Oh, yes. And to turtles. I love turtles.
So they now will be able to move ahead.
Hello.
With one of several measures that can repeal portions of the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
Not all, though. We found out the other day that there are certain things they won't be able to do.
Hey.
Mitch has said he wants a final vote of everything done before the end of the week. Before
Fuck
the end of the
him.
Week.
You know, and they said that Obama rammed Obamacare through
right.
without any, you know, and he had hearings.
Well, that's different. He
and
was
discussions.
Black.
Oh, yes. That's true.
His hurt more.
His hurt more.
The measure passed 51 to 50. Every Jeez. Republican scumbag voted, except for Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, both vagina possessors, yes. let's note.
Thanks to both of you. Why are you in your shit party? I have a that fascinates
from,
me.
From Maine, one from Alaska. So sorry, Blake Farenthold. It's not a couple of women senators from the Northeast Ooh. That you would duel.
Yeah,
fucking shitbag. And just see that, you know, I don't want to fat shame, but if there's anybody that shouldn't be challenging someone to a duel, like with pistols. It's someone who's four squirrel jumps across.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. What's his name? What's that dick?
Blake Farenthold from Texas. He was on.
Farenthold.
Maybe I'll find the audio, but he was on. He's a lunatic representative from Texas who said some batshit shit in the past.
You were, in fact, a bag of jizz,
and
dude.
He said he was on some ass bag radio show.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. And he said. He's pissed. He basically is pissed at the Republicans in the Senate who won't do what people send them there to do.
Well, people send you there to read bills, to write legislation, and you're not doing any of that shit. Nobody's writing this. You don't even know what's in it, probably, and you voted for it, right?
And he then said, let me see, I'm just almost... wrangling this
what is it
wrangling Google here.
I'm wrangling Google, motherfucker. Like, you imagine wrangling that Farenthold, like, god, that would be tough. You know, like, you know, like how you tie up a calf at one of those horrible rodeos. It'll take a lot of rope to tie it.
I hate that shit.
It'll love sponge up. Whatever.
Over at GQ somebody wrote, wait, Blake Farenthold wants to duel? I will duel the shit out of that.
Yeah,
guy.
Right? Let's do it, baby.
He'd
need a gun, though. I mean, you know, he can't move. He can't run from you. He can't fight.
I'm going to find the audio of that asshole. But anyway, so it was 51 to 50. The senators from Maine, Alaska voting for decency. All 46 Democrats, of course, both independents in the Senate opposed it.
Yes.
That would be Bernie and Angus King.
Right. God damn.
Vice President, mother's husband, Mike Pence,
creep.
Cast a tie-breaking vote as president of the Senate, see?
I mean, they could very well be doing Putin's bidding. We don't know that...
Would have been the same with Hillary.
Oh,
Ryan.
Yes.
Would have been. They're both the same.
Hillary would have thrown 30 million people off their health insurance.
Oh, everybody would have been. Yeah. And anybody who disagreed with her would be dead in the streets.
God damn.
Another victim in the long line of bodies.
You know, it really.
Fucking morons.
Absolutely. God, the John McCain thing just really fucking pisses me off.
John McCain. Yeah. I mean, we tweeted. Something to the effect of, if this is his legacy, that's sad. That's going to be his legacy. He was the guy that flew back, literally, to save the killing of Obamacare.
While he was
taking millions off healthcare.
While he's in the hospital and getting healthcare.
Receiving top-notch healthcare on the taxpayer dime.
But this is, you know, let's remind everybody, this is typical right-wing nut job hypocrisy, because that Steve Scalise guy gets shot by a crazy dude with a fucking AR-15. And guess what? He wants everybody to have AR-15s.
Right.
You fucking hypocrites. All of you, you're garbage. It is a garbage fucking racist fucking party, man.
Taken over by the worst of the worst. Not that they were love bunnies before.
They weren't. They were horrible.
But, yeah.
Back
in the 50s, maybe they had principles. But God fucking damn it.
I mean, you could track their trashage back to Reagan.
Even Eisenhower, who'd be a mincing fairy libtard now, was pretty gaudy, wasn't he? He was the one who put In God We Trust and
great.
Put that Under God bullshit in the equally as creepy bullshit flag saluting ceremony thing.
Think about what Reagan's war on drugs has done to this country. The three strikes, you're out bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That's GOP bullshit.
No, that's great, Ryan. It's put a lot of black people in jail.
Hey, man.
Made a lot of private prisons some money.
Damn. Hi, the
but most importantly, right. Puts black people in jail.
Sure. The GOP is garbage. The fucking garbage.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's really, it's really scary right now. And they've just laid down,
right.
Lifted up their guns and spread for Russia.
Right.
Russia's influence, Russia's help, as long as they can, what they think, win.
And if you're a moderate GOP person, suck my dick. You get the same hatred. Because by participating in that party, you are propping them up. Fuck you. Man, they suck. I mean, really, it's insanity, man.
So that's the headline, that version of the headline over at the HuffPo, I'm sure. It'll be a slightly different twist over at the Drudge.
God damn these people that voted for Donald Trump, you racist dickheads. You're all racists!
Well, racist and
everything. Oh, I mean, God, dude, what is the difference? I mean, what's the difference? What?
They're not doing the happy dance over there.
No.
In fact.
Yes.
Holy shit.
What? Are you on Drudge?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Obamacare debate begins.
Yes.
Pence breaks tie. It's like six lines down.
Well, what's the headline?
All in red. Sessions in doghouse.
Oh, shit.
Republicans on brink of civil war.
Oh, my God. Maybe they just... Well, I mean, you know, to tell you the truth...
Well, this helps our cause.
Yeah, they might be right. I mean, because...
Yeah, yeah. No, the whole going after Mueller via human centipede style through Sessions... Is
human centipede style.
By taking by taking Sessions out, it's
yummy.
It's there are people who are like, now there are Republicans in the Senate,
yes,
who are like, holy shit, I mean, it must have sounded like Velcro when Sessions took his tongue off of Trump's bunghole.
Oh, absolutely.
You had to pry it off of him, and now he's persona non grata, and I'm gonna read his tweets. He had that subtle anti Sessions tweet. Today he just fucking unloaded.
Right. And to think about it, the Republicans tolerated Trump,
yeah.
And they must have known that he would not be good. They must have known it would be chaos, but they didn't give a shit because they wanted to repeal Obamacare and Medicare go away.
Scrub all the black out of Washington.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
And advance their heinous Kochian dystopia of just pure, what they think is a pure market, which will never, ever work because of people like them who are greedsters, sociopaths who care not.
They don't give a fuck.
About the poorest of the poor.
There's Satan, and I'm an atheist.
Sessions in the doghouse, that is the headline over to the Drudge repo, leads to a story over at the Wall Street Journal.
That's a
Murdoch joint.
Yeah, conservative.
Sauron himself.
Evil.
Really?
Fuck you.
Didn't think about it.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's a dickhead.
Think about right now without 20 years of Fox lies and propaganda for dummies to sit there and be hypnotized by.
Isn't there somebody that Murdoch or what's the big fat guy that croaked, that asshole?
Roger Ailes.
Was it Roger Ailes that had to have a guy to drive around paying off different chicks all the time? This guy, his job would be to just deliver money, envelopes of cash to chicks that he owed or he's taking care of or something. That fucking blobfish.
The headline.
I'm sad I don't believe in hell for a second because I was like, God, I hope you're roasting, but you're not. You're just mulch. You're fucking decomposed. Fuck you.
Michael Bender over at the Wall Street Journal writes, Trump won't say if he will fire Sessions.
Sad.
But in an interview, he said, I'm very disappointed in Jeff Sessions.
Well, I saw at the Hill that he says he's just considering firing Sessions. He's considering it. I mean, you know what I mean?
God, I hope they release audio of this one. Holy shit. Okay, this is apparently they had the Wall Street Journal had an interview with Schittler. He expressed his disappointment and questioned the importance. He questioned the importance of Sessions' early endorsement of his candidacy.
Oh my God!
What did it mean anyway that he was there? Alabama was going to love me no matter what.
Oh my God!
All I had to do was say bad shit about black people.
Hey, Jeff Sessions, you getting fucked is that's for all the black people you fucked over. Oh, it's so great. I hope you get screwed so hard, you fucking dickhead. Oh my God, this is the best. I love it. We should be reveling in this, really, on some level.
Am I? I'm one sip into my. This is really good. Idle Fip. Hounds Brewing Company down right here. It's local.
Fuck you.
Where was it from?
It's from Florida somewhere.
Santa Rosa Beach.
Oh, okay. It's around
that
here.
Ain't far. It's really good. Some wheat thing. Am I losing my mind? Am I already drunk from three sips because I don't understand what the president said?
He says,
here's the quote. It's not like a great loyal thing about the endorsement.
What does that mean? It's not like a great loyal thing. Loyalty does that
mean,
thing?
Does that mean I don't have to be loyal to him because of his stupid little elven KKK member endorsement. Yeah.
You know what's funny about this?
Is that what that means, maybe?
I don't know. Is it loyal thing or loyalty thing?
Loyal.
That's weird.
It's not like a great loyal thing about the endorsement.
Is that a haiku?
Well, I don't know. I'm joking. It's a fuck you.
Fuck you, not a haiku.
I'm very disappointed in Jeff Sessions, he said. I'm very disappointed.
I saw where he said he was considering firing. He said, I'm just considering firing him. I swear to God, I saw that on the hill.
Asked whether he would remove Mr. Sessions. He said he's disappointed in the Attorney General's decision to recuse himself from the probe. Did you ask him why? Please tell me you asked him why he's disappointed that he recused.
Yeah, yeah.
What was he expecting? Did you ask him that?
I mean, it seemed like part of the plan.
I'm reading this with everybody else.
I mean,
I'm reading it to everybody that's listening.
I just don't understand, though, like, how? What was the plan?
What?
Well, why? What to get away with the Russia shenanigans? I mean, if was the plan ultimately to put Jeff Sessions there? So
Sessions would put the Russian fires out if anything that was questioned, nobody would care. All of his buddies take over. He thought Comey was in bed with him because of the way Hillary got fucked with that announcement 11 days before the election.
Hillary's like, listen, nobody in that crew is fucking.
Remember
me.
The hug?
Okay. Yes,
the drag and rapey hug he gave to Jim Comey.
Who
was trying to blend into the
with the drapes
to the drapes.
Get me out of here. it's great though. I mean, I love that these old nasty, trashy, racist white guys are just fucking each other. I love it.
The president said, "I'm just looking at it."
Right. I'm considering it. I'm just looking at it. So that's...
I'll just see. It's a very important thing.
He's going to... Okay, here's what's going to happen. He's going to fire Sessions.
Thing.
It's what?
It's a very important thing,
right.
Ryan.
Oh, yes. Here, you want to see my thing?
The man with the codes. Let's...
All right.
Let's never forget that for a micro-fucking second.
I don't.
That this little man baby has the football.
He has a problem about his dick size. He's insecure about his fucking cock. And I'll tell you this. He is going to fire Mueller.
Yeah, and lead us into war with Korea.
Right. We should stop underestimating Trump, white people.
And who'll be fucked but South Korea?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a...
And wherever the boats can make it that they send here with nukes on them.
Probably the
Western ports, probably Long Beach. That would be a...
Right.
If you were a tactical...
Long Beach.
If you wanted to tactically fuck the United States with a nuke, you pull into Long Beach Harbor and blow it.
How would you know if they nuke Long Beach? I've been there.
God. Needles flying everywhere.
I heard somebody say it would be the worst if North Korea shelled Seoul. It would be, we'd see more.
The biggest casualties, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is Schittler fucking with that? Because he just doesn't see Asian people as people. He doesn't care. He didn't
that
see
little
the rest
fucker
of the-
insulted me.
Oh, yeah. You're right. And that's worth a cost of life. That's worth a bunch of dead bodies. Children, women, children, all kinds of people are going to be killed.
That's the only reason he hates Obamacare is right. Because Obama made fun of him at the correspondence dinner and humiliated him on national TV.
Is that where all of this comes from?
There are those who speculate that, yes.
You know... Fuck, man.
And thinking of the mindless set that this idiot has, it ain't that out of the realm of possibilities. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
To think that that was the catalyst. It was like, I'm going to run and I'm going to scrub every black fingerprint off of every obelisk. He's like Ramses.
Oh, yeah.
In Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Let the name Moses be stricken from every obelisk. No,
who said that? Who's that? Ricardo Montalban?
No, that was bald guy, Yul Brynner.
Oh, that was Yul Brynner. I was going to say Carl Malden.
He was in that.
Who was? Of course he was. God, that fucker was in every movie.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was a really good actor. He acted for 70 years or some shit like that. He was in his...
Carl Malden, dead or alive?
No, he died. But,
oh, yeah.
Sad. He was around for... quite a long time.
Go buy you some Carl Malden shit on Blu-ray. crabdiving.com/Amazon, baby.
So Trump said he is very happy with Scaramucci. Of course he is.
Scaramucci.
I guess if there's hope also, there's other, right. It might be, I don't know if it's in this report or if there's others. I think it was Washington Post. Bannon... Though some of this recent shit has Bannon DNA all over it.
Oh, gross.
The In actuality, it ain't great for him because he was against Scaramucci.
Right.
He didn't want the mooch.
Well, you know, I thought about the mooch. I call him Scary Coochie.
But Ivanka wanted the mooch.
Oh, did she really? Is she into Scary Coochie?
Yeah.
Shit, man. This guy looks like he should be on The Sopranos in a fucking nylon jumpsuit.
Yeah, he's a cartoon character.
I think, though, I mean, if there's the way they're going to get through this rush of shit is just deny, 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 yell Hillary, blame Benghazi, and all this other shit until it blows over, this would be the guy I would hire.
His tweets today.
He's a blockhead.
Let's head over.
Hello.
To the... Festivus.
Oh, yes.
Twitter stream that is the president of the United States.
I say this with having zero sympathy for Jeff Sessions, but it's sad when you think back to what happened to those two lovebirds. Back in the campaign, I remember Sessions cheering his ass on with that Make America Great
the
hat again.
White MAGA hat, which was appropriate.
Remember his little fists were up in the air? He looked like a little Gollum.
Surprising, have eye holes cut out.
Yeah, he looked like little happy racist Gollum cheering for his fucking dickhead god. And now look, sad.
So yesterday, he also... I mean, this didn't get a lot of press, but,
yes.
You know, it's just going so fast.
Fuck you.
He confirmed a secret CIA operation. He confirmed classified material by tweeting the Amazon Washington Post. See, that's his new thing.
I heard him say that.
Washington Post
to me.
Is owned by Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Who owns the Amazon? Now, he's conflating the Washington Post with Amazon that he says doesn't pay taxes, but they do now. They collect state taxes everywhere now.
Right.
That changed. So, with him, but now Trump is like, they don't pay their taxes.
But they do. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He lies.
What the fuck do you care about? Truth.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He might not even fucking know.
Facts.
The great thing about Trump is it's either he's stupid or he's actively lying. It could be either one of those, but for sure, he's not telling the truth. That's the one thing.
The Amazon Washington Post fabricated the facts on my ending massive, dangerous, and wasteful payments to Syrian rebels fighting Assad.
Oh my gosh.
So that's the secret money that we were allegedly, it was never out that we were officially arming the rebels.
Yes. Boom, so boom, now boom. We are. But isn't that what Russia wants us to do? Excuse me. I read somewhere.
That's
whatever we're doing in Syria is we're doing their fucking
bidding,
basically.
That was Uncle Nipple's playbook. Yeah. Stop Well, because he's buds with Assad, so he wants the U.S. to stop arming the rebels.
You know, why do we assume this healthcare shit isn't what Putin would want to do? And you'd say, why would Russia have an interest in that? To destabilize us.
Yep.
To take healthcare away from everybody, to make us weaker.
All the above.
There's no reason for us to assume that Putin's dick hitting up everything Trump does.
And he really thought he showed us during the primaries during the election that he really thought the president was king from the way he said shit. Like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that the first day. And people were like, well, no, you can't impose tariffs. That's a tax. Congress has to do that. The first day I'm going to put this tariff on and say, no more money for you.
I mean, it's not even like he's running it like a business, because I think it was Joy Reid that said, you know, if he was in charge of a publicly held company, he would have to be more transparent than this.
Oh, yeah.
He's just used to doing whatever the fuck he wants with his own little businesses.
Trump dismissed Scaramucci's decision during the presidential campaign to endorse two other Republican candidates before him. He said, though, Trump said that Scaramucci offered his support before he was ready to enter the race.
Shit.
So he told me before that I was his first choice. So that's what's important. This guy's so delusional.
He's nuts.
Sessions was the first to point out here. Sessions was the first U.S. senator to back Trump.
God damn, Trump.
The endorsement came ahead of a handful of primary contests in southern states with large numbers of evangelicals, including Alabama Stan.
Oh, my God.
That Cruz had hoped he would win, and they're saying that Sessions may have helped flip some of the evangelical loonies
right
away from Ted Cruz.
Oh, okay.
However, Trump, of course, can't give credit to anybody. When they say he endorsed me, I went to Alabama. I had 40,000 people. He was a senator from Alabama. I won the state by a lot. Massive numbers. God, listen to how he's just
he's
a speech
insane.
Pattern.
He's still
he
talking
like a
about the
old.
Fucking
yeah.
election, though.
I had 40,000 people. He was a senator from Alabama. I won the state by a lot. Massive numbers. A lot of the states I won by massive numbers.
Oh, my fucking God.
But he was a senator. He looks at 40,000 people and he probably says, what do I have to lose? And he endorsed me. So it's not like a great loyal thing about the endorsement.
Oh, I see.
So he's saying Sessions didn't vote for him out of loyalty. Sessions voted for him because of all the people that loved them some Trump, and Sessions was terrified.
Oh my God. He's saying he didn't do it out of loyalty. He did it out of necessity.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed in Jeff Sessions. He said,
well, I mean,
again.
I always saw Sessions hooked up with Trump because nobody else would have him. You know, he found somebody so slimy running for president that would say, oh, maybe Jeff Sessions can be a part of my campaign, because who the fuck else would want that weasel? He's hated. He's a racist. I mean, he's perfect for Trump.
any intelligence leaks about his team's contacts with Russian officials, he says, came from people who supported Hillary Clinton. They lost an election and they came up with this as an excuse.
Oh, my God.
And the only ones that are laughing are the Democrats and the Russians. And if Jeff Sessions didn't recuse himself, we wouldn't even be talking about this subject.
Oh, my fucking God.
There it is. If Jeff Sessions didn't recuse himself, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Jeff Sessions
gotta be out of your mind.
Was supposed to make this go away. He just fucking said it. Holy fucking shit.
So he's... He's firing Jeff Sessions because Sessions didn't make the Russian probe go away. Meaning, but if nothing happened, why the fuck would it matter if there was a probe?
Why are they letting him give these interviews?
I if there was nothing there, if this was a nothing burger, Trump would want this probe. He would want Mueller to dig into this shit to prove him to be
exactly as quickly as possible.
Honest, you know, and to really stick it, he would want to stick it to the Democrats, right? He would want to say, "Hey, you guys are wrong on this. It was a witch hunt. You're full of shit." But you know,
God damn,
he's fucking. He's so you think he's terrified. You think that's what this is?
Oh, terrified.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it came out that Mueller's going after finances.
What is he
saying? When he was like, don't look at my finances. There's nothing there in the trunk, officer. I don't have 8 pounds of weed and a duct tape Girl Scout.
So what is it, though? I mean, is he afraid that his legacy is going to be shit because of this? Or is he afraid he's going to rot in prison?
Legacy?
No, he... Yo, legacy. No, why do you laugh? He cares about that.
No, he doesn't.
No, that's a vanity thing. He doesn't have vanity. He's not vain.
Yeah, he doesn't care about his brand. Now, love me now.
No, what I mean is that he gives a shit about his name. His name's shit after this. In his brand, he doesn't.
He wouldn't be doing this to the kids. He wouldn't be leaving this shit storm behind kids if he cared about the name Trump.
God, I just don't. I don't know. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Who knows what he cares about?
A narcissist.
Being like the center of attention.
Pathological narcissist.
But he doesn't want to be a... you know, I just don't get it, because he doesn't want to be a pariah. This guy has fancy friends. He was, you know, a socialite before this.
But kind of not. Like, that was one of his things, was he was never embraced.
Yeah.
By the real hoi polloi in the New York circles, because they all think he's a cheating, backstabbing little scum slumlord.
But he had that television show.
That's after he was bankrupt how many times?
Right.
And got an infusion, apparently, of Russian money
to
bring him back from the dead before he got the show.
Well, he was probably shunned by these people because he came from, you know, organized crime. His dad, corruption, racism.
There you go.
Other shit.
And he's a backstabbing scumbag. Didn't Bloomberg say everybody knows that you don't deal with Trump?
Because he'll fuck you.
Yeah. He'll fuck you. And then try to make you pay for it. Try to make you pay his lawyer bills.
God, that is such garbage, man. That is such garbage. And you know, it always surprised me, especially when the stories came out about how he doesn't pay people. Pay people that really need, you know, they need to get paid, or their businesses go under.
Well, yeah, that's what bullies do. They pick on the smaller guys.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of bullying, all these tweets and all that shit, isn't Melania supposed to be putting a stop to cyberbullying? Wasn't that her fucking thing?
Well, yeah, it's people who said bad stuff about her and him, though.
So what about this husband of yours?
That's what they mean about cyberbullying.
I'm not saying bad things about Donald.
It's funny.
So many stories about me in the Washington Post are fake news. These are back to tweets, by the way. That's amazing. It's really... there. You know, there have been some memes out. The joke about the Republican Trump supporter, how they ironically evolved through this Russian thing, where at first it was, what the fuck's wrong with you? There was never any Russian collusion. To, that's not collusion. To, well, collusion isn't illegal. To now, yeah, we colluded. Fuck you. So what?
Right. That's scary coochie, right?
And Trump just is like, we wouldn't be talking about this Russia shit if that little weasel hadn't recused himself and had squashed this.
Right.
He just said, I committed obstruction. And who's not going to care? That's the thing.
Yeah.
2018 Democrats, holy fucking shit. We got to get something back. We got to get something back.
Grow some balls. Grow some steel balls like Trump's lawyer.
We got to run them over and
oh, yeah.
Take the House and the Senate and impeach that motherfucker within a microsecond of being sworn in.
Absolutely.
Impeach.
God damn. I mean, it's just so fucked up.
And then by then, maybe they'll have enough evidence on Pence.
Right.
And we can just rinse and repeat.
Yeah. And let's figure out what the fuck is going on with Paul Ryan.
Let Pence swear in and then hand him the impeachment papers.
Yes.
Here you go, Mr. President.
I mean, you know, all of these GOP motherfuckers are slimy as fuck. And I want to know that Mitch the Bitch doesn't have his dick up Putin's ass.
He was the one who originally said to Obama, you're not going public with that. That's partisan.
That's right.
That's partisan.
He said, we're going to make it partisan. Yeah. What a dickhead. None of these people give a fuck about the country. None of these people fucking care.
So many stories about me in the Washington Post are fake news. They're as bad as ratings challenge CNN. They're not. And the big story yesterday, even on Drudge, was that MSNBC won an entire week or something like that. First time in Fox News' history that they weren't the number one for a whole week.
Yeah.
Then he said, lobbyist for Amazon and taxes? Question mark.
Oh, my God.
Is the Washington Post lobbying for Amazon? Then he says, is fake news Washington Post being used as a lobbyist weapon against Congress to keep politicians from looking into Amazon no tax monopoly?
You know what's crazy is that there's a whole council looking into the fact of what Russia is doing to us, how they were fucking us, what are they hacking into, and he's tweeting out about Amazon.
Right.
And it's not even true what he's saying. It's just bullshit.
Well, and again, if it hadn't been for the Sessions shit and for the healthcare shit, a lot of people are saying, well, this is intimidation. Again, he's trying to intimidate the Washington Post, who's digging up shit on him.
This is strongman stuff, right?
And yeah, and First Amendment shit.
And I saw something. I swear to fucking God, I saw an article that said that Rance Priebus confirmed what? That was a while back, though, that confirmed that they did look into changing the First Amendment, that they have looked into that. I don't even know what that means. What would that mean?
They can't. They don't have that many yet. His next tweet, Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump campaign, quote, quietly working to boost Clinton. So where is the investigation, AG? This is at 5 a.m. today.
Oh, my God.
Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump campaign. They were quietly working to boost Clinton. I don't know where it says at Sean Hannity. So Hannity put out the real fake news saying that the Ukraine was quietly working to boost Clinton, which there's no evidence of, except for, again, that one low-level toady who is investigating Manafort trying to get Oppo, and she called the Ukrainian embassy, and some toady there was like, okay, yeah, I'll see what I could do.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it.
That's deep collusion within the Hillary campaign. Again, the Ukraine government helping.
And that was a DNC, though. That was a DNC. Well, that wasn't even Hillary's campaign.
And it's not. And it wasn't even. Putin ordered the hack. Putin is Trump's handler. This is as high as it goes. Some low-level moron at the Ukrainian embassy is not full-scale government support of the Ukrainian government.
That's not the same thing as little...
Yes, it is.
What's the NSA guy? What's the NSA?
Much worse.
What's the NSA
Mike
guy?
Flynn?
It's not like little Mikey Flynn skipping off to meet Kislyak. It's not the same fucking thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He met the Russian... What did he... The Russian ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And they're comparing that to this, to the Ukrainian thing. That's bananas.
So that's the first little swipe at Sessions this morning. So where's the investigation, AG? He's like, why aren't you going after Hillary?
Oh, my God, you dickhead.
And all over the telly, pundits alarmed over, well, what kind of a banana republic is this? This is third world country shit.
It really is.
Where you want to go after your political opponents.
yeah, what is wrong with us? Duterte said we're lousy.
Then his next tweet, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very, all caps,
yes,
weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes.
Oh my fucking God.
Parentheses, where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers?
Meaning the people that leaked all this Russian shit to the press. What about the Russian shit that they leaked, though? What about that?
Doesn't matter.
Scary
it's all
Coochie,
fake news.
Scary Coochie's going after those leakers, though.
Yeah, he fired somebody today.
Did he really?
Somebody quit, some assistant communications somebody
or
whatever.
How the fuck is he firing people? I thought he was the press secretary. Is he in charge of everything?
He has full mandate from Trump, and that's why they think that Priebus might be on the outs now, too, because...
Mandate.
It seems that Don is auditioning Scaramucci to be his chief of staff after he gets rid of Priebus. And if he gets rid of Priebus, Priebus is buds with Eddie Munster. And maybe that's when it'll start to hit home for that scum-sucking dickwad.
Right.
Whore. Anti-American.
Loser!
And maybe then they'll start turning on Trump. But who knows? The crazy rumors are that the Russians have oppo on him.
Well, there's that recording of him saying...
Allegedly?
No, we heard the recording.
Oh, well, the one of him what's his second something O'Malley? The second in charge, Kevin McCarthy.
Yes,
A different Irish guy.
Okay,
a Mick instead of an O.
Okay,
and McCarthy was in the meeting that they taped, and McCarthy was like, "Well, you know, Trump's being paid by Putin, right?"
Right.
Ha! Everybody was laughing like, "Oh yeah, totally." Yes. And that's when Eddie Munster shut it down, and then he said something like. It was like the Omerta. He said, well, you know, we're a big family, and family doesn't talk about stuff like this, right? Outside of
that,
outside
of family.
That's
suspicious as fuck. That is so suspicious.
And allegedly, there's more. That's the rumors, is that there are more tapes like that one of conversations that he had that basically show that he was colluding with the Russians colluding or whatever.
God, Mueller, if you're listening to Crab Diving, which we're on every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, I want that piss video. I want it yesterday. I don't give a shit. I want it.
I
want it.
Nothing.
What?
I don't think the piss video is going to budge the Trumpansies.
It might not budge.
Fuck all.
It might not budge the Trumpansies, but all of a sudden, bam, that piss video's out there. Who knows what that's going to make Trump do? That may fuck him up.
Maybe the worst is it'll just show that he's got a really tiny dick.
That's great. I mean, I don't understand.
The lighting was bad. It was cold in there.
I mean, that's an effective thing to you. If if you think about, like, when you're dealing with somebody and they're being a pain in the ass, I always think about what are they like and what are their, like, little flaws and weaknesses that I can use. Trump is very vain, and I guarantee you he doesn't want his penis out on the internet while he's jacking off watching people pee on each other.
Yeah.
Dude, he doesn't want that. And so, like, the idea that could get out there, I mean, you don't think he'll panic? You don't think that'll make him do something irrational, insane, that'll expose all this bullshit and bring him down?
Well, yeah, no, I absolutely do. He'll start a war with...
No, God, but not
North
that.
Korea.
That's not what I want. Oh, God, you racist fucknuts that voted for Trump. Oh, my God. Fuck you. You are fucking losers. My God. How did you do this to the country, you fucking idiots? And all you people that can't stomach Hillary, suck my cock.
No, there's apparently over in the Cubs Sox game, there's some mutual pitching at batters going on.
Oh, wait, what?
Lackey hit three straight Sox, it says. Then Beck drilled Hap.
He meant to.
Cubs announcers are calling for ejections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody hit Hap and then Lackey threw at three guys? Or
no, I don't have the exact order.
Well, that matters. Because if those fuckers hit Hap, he's one of their stars. He's one of the Cubs' stars. So, you know, Lackey's an old school guy. He'll hit three of those people.
Oh, he hit four today.
No, he doesn't give a shit. John Lackey don't care.
And apparently Hawk is commentating, calling for them to throw
Hawk Harrelson.
To throw at Lackey.
Fuck you, Hawk Harrelson. He gone. Oh, you're a hack. I never liked him. I'm a Cubs fan.
Anyway, Lackey trending on Twitter. That's
go get him, Johnny.
That's why I noticed it. We've got a story.
John Lackey's been pitching forever. He meant if he hit four people, he meant to.
I mean, this is really never ending, and it's exhausting because any one of these several Trumpian stories the last few days would have torpedoed a normal human being.
Yes.
But the horrible grouping of events and everything have caused, you know, this conflagration to put forth this asshole as our president.
A conflagration of assholes we have.
And sadly, we really have to...
Sad.
We have to hope for Republicans with scruples.
That doesn't... That's pie in the sky shit. That doesn't exist.
Right. That's why I think it's going
to
be...
That party has
they're
going to
do something horrible, and it's going to... I hope it turns into Poland. You know, we talked about it yesterday in Poland. One bad law still did get passed.
Yes.
But the main law that they were worried about was that the right-wing nut job assholes, let's call them the Republicans of Poland.
Right.
Had decided that they've got a Trumpian president there. They've been nibbling away at press rights. They've been nibbling away at human rights, at voting rights, turning right-wing fuckwads.
Yes.
And they finally said they were going to put forth a new measure that if the president signed it into law, the legislature passed this.
Okay.
That the president signed into law, they would fire all their Supreme Court justices.
Right.
And that they would get to handpick every single Supreme Court justice. Trump supporters here would be like, well, I think that's perfect. I think that's what should happen. Trump should have all of them. Fire all those Obama, libtard, socialists.
They want to do a purge.
Yeah. They would be happy with that. They're un-American. They're by definition un-American. Every norm that we have, every check and balance, they want to go away so that they can push forward their heinous agenda. They don't care about America and right. our system.
Hey, didn't we, in fact, though, have a purge? Like, everybody left the State Department because they didn't want to work for Schittler. Schittler made a bunch of scientists leave because they didn't want to deal with his bullshit. I mean, you know, we're getting that anyway because he's such a dick.
Well, almost buried, but still trending on Twitter most of the day.
Trending on Twitter.
Is... Boy Scout speech.
I haven't heard any of this
Holy
yet.
Fucking shit.
I've seen some lines from it. But
Donald
Jesus.
Trump.
Yes.
Gave a speech in front of 30-some thousand, 40,000 Boy Scouts at the big giant jamboree when they all get together.
Fuck you! Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
I was a Cub Scout.
Friend of mine was an Eagle Scout, though.
Right.
Made Eagle Scout.
You know why I was
sure he's horrified. He's big, mincing liberal.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, when you get up to that Weeblo level, all that other shit you have to do to get your merit badges, they're pretty fucking tough. And a lot of it involves these really complicated knots. And fuck that shit. I hate knots.
There you go. Here's some highlights, lowlights from... The Schittler Youth Rally
that's funny.
Donald Trump put on. This is in front of kids, like from 10 years old.
This makes me insane, man.
To like 18.
And they're impressionable. They're going to meet the president and he's going to say, fuck Hillary. And they're going to be like, yay.
Right. And
they don't know.
And parents are pissed. There are parents that are pissed. There are some that are not.
I would lose my fucking mind.
They interviewed some Trumpansie parents who were like, well, he's the president. I think it was great. I think he's fine. It got a little political. The one woman they interviewed, well, it got a little political, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
My son should know what's going on.
Now, I'm just guessing here. Is she white?
Oh, yeah.
Straight?
Well,
probably.
Spat forth crotch spawn.
Okay. Is that what they call it? I have spat forth a child.
This is terrifying. It really is. Now imagine this is kids. This is kids. This is kids. And somebody actually out on the Twitter found, George Bush went to the Boy Scout Jamboree.
Oh, so he saw Schittler live.
During his tenure as president.
Oh, okay. I see.
And they printed his speech, which was very appropriate.
Yes.
About being Boy Scouts and shit.
Oh, I bet he loved it. Being a Boy Scout.
Listen to Donald J. Trump, our embarrassment in chief.
Who the hell wants to speak about politics when I'm in front of the Boy Scouts?
That's so presidential. How presidential?
And aren't they technically a sort of religious organization? Like, didn't they have, I mean, they just allowed gay kids to stay Boy Scouts, and some places are actually allowing gay troop leaders, which is driving...
That's awesome.
...to the consternation, I mean, of course, of the religious bigoted extremists here in this country.
So are you saying that the Boy Scouts are more progressive than they used to be?
Well, but not, you know, 21st century. But yeah, sure. Okay. Listen to him. And then he gets political. He's like, who the hell wants to talk about politics? Well, and then he goes and talks about politics.
Right.
Speak about politics when I'm in front of the Boy Scouts, right? The Scouts believe in putting America first.
Oh, that is so fucking creepy, man.
God, let's go Godwin. I mean, it really, the look on his face and the way everything's going, it's like those old Nuremberg rallies. I mean, it's really
fucking creepy.
And then given they joke, you know, they used to talk on the right wingers used to say, oh, Obama bots and Obama's your God and Obama can do no wrong. I didn't see a whole lot of that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean,
this guy, though, yes. Holy fuck. I mean,
he's not allowed to be questioned.
Right. Anything. Creepy. Like,
I mean, because Obama.
The mooch.
Right.
I saw him sink 30-foot jump shots. I saw him hit a 30-foot putt. I saw him.
It's unbelievable. I was listening to Scaracucci's speech, and you're like, it's like, is he Michael Jordan or is he our fucking president? It's very odd.
Here's more.
You know, I go to Washington. And I see all these politicians and I see the swamp and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool or perhaps to the word sewer, but it's not good. By the way, just a question.
Okay, meanwhile,
he is just, he's loving it.
Standing behind him, the Secretary of Energy.
Oh my God! What's Rick Perry?
Rick
doing?
Perry. He was an Eagle Scout.
Is
I guess.
Is he having fun back there?
Oh, he's beaming.
God damn it! I gotta see him.
You know who else? One of the other couple of the other secretaries are there. All the ones that were Eagle Scouts, except one.
Who?
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Oh shit!
The third.
Ooh.
Not good.
See Rick Perry.
By the way, just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree? And now all the white boys are laughing, patting each other on the back, all the teenagers.
How harmful is this?
Horrible!
You get to see the president. It's probably the only time they're going to see an American, I don't know, the president live. And he's saying just bullshit.
Yeah. Well, he goes after the media. Fake media. Well, don't believe them, kids.
So
believe me.
Did Obama,
don't believe the media. Believe me.
Did Obama really not go to a jamboree?
I don't think he did.
But Trump refused an invitation to speak for the NAACP.
But Obama was also a Boy Scout.
Right.
Trump was never.
He probably didn't go to the jamboree because he has something to fucking do.
Maybe.
This guy didn't do dick.
Boy Scout values are American values.
By the way, Boy Scouts, it looks like a fucking blizzard.
Why is it so white?
Well, what black kids join the Boy Scouts? I mean, I'm sure there are handfuls, but what encouragement is there to do that?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Or there's, you know, like a black troop or something. I'm sure they've got them segregated off in a shitty area.
Well, I mean, the planet, the country's segregated, you know? I mean, you know, the
and great Boy Scouts become
the one closest to where you live.
Yeah.
And great.
And you gotta have money, right? A little bit?
No, not
don't
really.
Don't you have to buy shit? And
I don't think so. I think it's pretty easy to. Fuck, I don't know. I was a Cub Scout. I don't know how much
it
costs.
I don't
know
anything about it either.
Yeah.
A camp.
And great
costs.
Boy Scouts become yes. great,
camp, it costs
great
money.
Americans. As the Scout law says, a Scout is trustworthy.
What's going
loyal.
On?
We could use some more loyalty. What, are we, you
is there
do you remember line? That incredible what? Night
is there a clip
yeah.
with the
oh,
maps?
Okay.
Can you not
and the
hear
Republicans are yeah. red and the Democrats.
Well, it's got to be your headphone because I can hear it and it's going out.
Okay. No, I can't. It doesn't matter.
That's our blue. And no, that map was so red, it was unbelievable, and they didn't know what to say. And hopefully, he's going to get the votes tomorrow to start our path.
He's Tom Price, Health and Human Services Secretary. He's
what
trying to kill Obamacare,
yeah.
has been for years as a representative. And now Trump is saying, hopefully, you've got the votes, meaning to kill Obamacare.
Right.
In front of... Boy Scouts.
Probably people who were on Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. To start our path toward killing this horrible thing known as Obamacare that's really hurting us. So he better get him. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired.
What a cunt. I mean, really, what a fucking dickhead.
Here's one of the more creepy ones. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Clips.
Great Boy Scouts become great, great Americans. As the Scout law says, a Scout is trustworthy, loyal. We could use some more loyalty, I will tell you.
We could use some more loyalty, I would tell you.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
How is that not Hitlerian? And fucking, I saw Dana Loesch, our good friend who retweeted us and gave us more follows than we had in a long time.
Yes.
She retweeted somebody that had mentioned Hitler Youth.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, right for Hitler, of course. Libtards, little scared libtards go right for Hitler.
God.
This is right... We can play this shit side by side.
It's fucked
up. He's telling people, don't believe the media, believe me. He's telling kids, don't believe the media, believe me.
How long are you fucking conservatives going to put up with this? God, you're garbage. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I am.
Loyal. We could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
That was good.
Oh, that was some Boy Scout chant.
Because
Rick Perry's in the background with three fingers up doing the Boy Scout chant, and he's beaming.
Oh, my.
Rick Perry is enjoying the fuck out of this. So stupid.
That was very impressive. You've heard that before. But here you learn the rewards of hard work and perseverance. Never, ever give up. Never quit. Persevere. Never, ever quit.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a couple of... at one point he said, boy, you have a lot of people here. The press will say it's about 200 people.
Oh, my God.
It looks like about 45,000 people. You set a record today. You set a record.
Oh, he's doing the same thing that he did on the campaign trail. There's no governing.
He said, many of my top advisors in the White House were scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
Oh, my God.
Again, one of whom is Eagle Scout Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't make it that day.
Bye. Yeah, why not? Why not, Jeff? You're not getting along?
Some of you might have even camped out in this yard when Mike was the governor of Indiana, but the scouting was very, very important.
Ugh,
I don't know what that means. Trump looked at one point at Rick Perry and said, we're doing a lot with energy.
We're doing a lot with energy. You appointed a guy that didn't know he was in charge of nukes. You appointed a guy to a job he didn't even know he would be responsible for our nuclear fucking arsenal. Meanwhile, he's fucking the syrup bottles. He doesn't know shit.
By the way, what do you think the chances are that this incredible, massive crowd, record-setting, is going to be shown on television tonight? 1% or zero?
Oh, my God.
And then a really, really insidious one.
By the way, just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
We heard that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's ridiculous. It's Festivus. Why not say something inspiring to the Boy Scouts? Why not say, hey, listen, you're a Boy Scout. You know, this is, you're learning great skills for your future life. You got to think about your, I don't know, anything, but everybody, I mean, he wants children to feel sorry because he's so put upon. He's a straight, white, male, rich president. He is powerful as fuck. He is, he's power personified, right? I mean.
Now, I think he has a few senior moments. I'll tell you a story that's very interesting. When I was young, there was a man named William Levitt. Levittowns. You have some here. You have some in different states.
God, it's so fucked up.
At one point he says, and if anyone could translate this for me, that would be really great. Oh, you're Boy Scouts, but you know life. You know life. So look at you.
What the fuck? Who? I mean, does he know how to talk to kids? You know what I mean?
No, no.
I mean, it's very
odd. He didn't know his own kids. You know, they talk about, I see right-wing nutjobbers who are like, he's a great parent. He would look at how wonderful the kids are. And I'm like, he never saw those kids. Except Ivanka.
Well, let's talk about him being a great parent then. Okay, let's see. His two fucking shitbird kids are out in Africa shooting drugged up lions to death.
And fucking up.
Right.
Helping torpedo him.
Right. Yeah, they're colluding.
Shooting off their dumb mouths just like him.
Your children are colluding with Russia.
Another one.
Daughter's vapid. Fuck off.
He talks about a friend. There's somebody he knew. He's telling a story. And he about a guy who wanted to be rich. He so badly wanted it. He got bored with this life of yachts and sailing and all of the things he did in the south of France and other places. And in the end, he failed. He failed badly, lost all his money. I saw him at a cocktail party, and it was very sad because the hottest people in New York were at that party.
Is this a speech to the Boy Scouts?
Yes.
Why do they give a fuck about a cocktail party in New York? I mean, why do they give a fuck about that? It's not like it's... Yeah. Okay, it's inappropriate. We could say that. But it's also, more than anything, bizarre. Why is he always fucking bizarre? It's a bizarre speech to give to kids. It's weird.
You have to know whether or not you continue to have the momentum. And if you don't have it, that's okay. Because you're going to go on, and you're going to learn, and you're going to do things that are great.
So,
great.
Momentum is important, but if you don't have it, it's not important.
What are you fucking talking about?
I have to tell you, our economy is doing great. He says, as they point out here, to 10 to 18-year-olds.
Oh, my
God. Our economy is doing great.
Okay. How's the Dow,
Donald? GDP is...
The GDP? I just learned how to tie, like, a trailer hitch knot. I don't give a fuck about the... Tell me the story about going off to that cocktail party again where there was a bunch of famous people. You fucking kidding me?
And guess which day he's talking about here. Do we remember that date? Was that a beautiful date? What a date.
What a fucking date.
Do you know
date?
What date he's talking about?
No, I don't have any idea.
Election day.
Ah, God, that's all he talks about.
Yep.
That's all he fucking talks about.
Do you remember the incredible night with the maps and the Republicans are red and the Democrats are blue and that map was so red it was unbelievable and they didn't know what to say? And you know, we have a tremendous disadvantage in the Electoral College. Popular vote is much easier. He's like, anybody can get all...
My God.
Anybody can get everybody. Winning, being unpopular is much better. Just gaming the system.
But it's like, it's not better. It's inherently not better. Well, more right. people voted for Hillary than you.
Right.
You bag of garbage. I don't understand right. his logic. Is he on goofballs?
I think he's just dumb and worthless.
He's a dumbass.
And he's been a parasite his whole life. He's not accomplished. People like him are not accomplished.
He's
People
rich.
Like him inherit accomplishments. Because even his, quote, accomplishments were all facilitated by people that he paid lots of money to make decisions for him.
God damn
Should
it.
I buy this? Should I not? You think Donald Trump is sitting there with a calculator?
Right.
Counting up how much it's going to cost to do this, how much it's going to cost. Ever on any deal. He's not a self-made contractor or builder.
He's not. He's privileged.
He inherited
rich.
Daddy's wealth and business, which means yes. that when he had to do that shit, all he had to do was go golfing with some asshole yeah. whose building he wanted to buy.
But that's essentially what he's doing as president. Right. And now he doesn't understand why Jeff Sessions didn't do what he wanted him to do. He doesn't understand like when he rolls into these press conferences
right.
that everybody's just not sucking his dick.
I don't get how people think these people are accomplished
I don't
in
know.
Any way. When they inherit a mechanism to allow them to fail upward.
You know, that when Ross Perot ran for president, that's why people liked him. They're like, oh, he's going to run the country like a fucking business. And I guarantee you, if he would have been elected, it would have been a fucking shitstorm.
Yeah, because he's
been
crazy
a hellscape.
Too.
We don't want countries ran like businesses because people are like the dollars, right? We're the product. The government is supposed to do shit for people.
Right?
It's not supposed to make fucking money. You
it's what
fucking
we want.
Cock knocker.
I went to Maine 4 times because it's one vote and we won. But we won one vote. I was there because I kept hearing we're at 269. But then Wisconsin came in. Many, many years. Michigan came in. Wisconsin hadn't been won in many, many years by a Republican. But we go to Wisconsin, we had tremendous crowds.
Tremendous.
And
yay!
I'd leave these massive crowds. I'd say, why are we going to lose this state?
There's so many people here. There's so many people here. How could we not lose?
So I have to tell you what we did, in all fairness, is an unbelievable tribute to you. And all of the other millions and millions of people that came out and voted for Make America Great Again.
God damn it.
And at one point he goes, and by the way, under the Trump administration, you'll be saying Merry Christmas again when you go shopping. Believe me, Merry Christmas.
Did he say this again at the fucking Boy Scout
Absolutely,
thing?
Absolutely, I'm reading.
God damn it. He says that all the time.
They've been downplaying that little beautiful praise. You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again, folks. They've been downplaying it.
This is bananas. It's like instead, you know, it's like he's giving his stump speech that he gave when he was running for president. He's still running for president. He's not.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped.
He's not doing anything.
I promise you we will live scouting's adventure. Every single day of your life, you will live scouting's adventure every single day of your life, and you will win, and help people in doing so.
God damn it. This is just, he says we're going to win. We should be winning because you're already president.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, damn.
Scouting's great adventure. What does he know from scouting's great
yeah.
adventure?
He didn't know anything about adventure. You know what he knows? Titties. He knows titties.
God.
And reality television, sort of. How the fuck? You know, I think a guy, and I'm serious, I think if you're the guy that that puts up the, what did he do, the Miss Universe contest, then you don't need to be president. Maybe you don't need to be in government. You know what I mean? Maybe it's
right.
not for you. Why do we elect the reality television star Miss Universe douchebag? And the business shit, he failed at. He failed at the business shit.
The parents are pissed, like I said. In the wake of the speech, there's been a huge upswell of people lashing out on the Boy Scouts Facebook page, on their Twitter, demanding that the Boy Scouts of America condemn the speech.
Yes. Oh my God, dude, if they condemn that speech, Schittler will go bonkers. He's going to go cuckoo.
They're pissed about him lashing out the news media and getting thousands of Boy Scouts to boo former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He got all these boys to boo
my
her
God.
And boo the former president. One user on Facebook wrote, as a former scout, as well as a former employee at the ranch, Scout Ranch, I'm beyond appalled that the Jamboree was turned into a political rally tonight. Unless the BSA condemns the president's conduct, which included bullying, name-calling, and swearing, in strong and clear terms, I will know that there is no place for my two sons in scouting.
Oh, my God.
Another guy wrote, please apologize for inviting the president to address the Jamboree.
Right.
You had to know he would say something dumb, offensive, and ridiculous. And he did, of course. In the process, he got scouts to degrade themselves and embarrass those of us who were proud of our school-age days in scouting.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A user named Mary said, as the parent of a new Cub Scout, I will expect an appropriate statement about what happened at the Jamboree tonight. You are not responsible for what the president said, or even for the disrespect that some of those in attendance showed booing the former president and scout, but you are responsible for how you respond and that message and the message that sends.
Oh my, jeez.
People are pissed.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that I was going to say the spirit of the Boy Scouts, they're inclusionary, right? They like to include people. I mean, but they're named Boy Scouts. You know, they don't include women.
This man is the exact opposite of every value of scouting. How will you make this a teachable moment to our country's future leaders?
God.
If you don't issue a formal apology for this speech, my son will no longer be involved with this organization.
Right.
That's another one. This person's done already. My son will not be a Boy Scout after seeing that speech.
Dude, think about this for a second. All the shit that's going down over the weekend. Scaracucci replaces Sean Spicer.
It's dazzling.
This Jeff Sessions shit, which is insane. He's laying the groundwork to fire Mueller. And then in his free time, he's torpedoing the Boy Scouts. He's costing the Boy Scouts members because of this.
Right. They'll be thrilled, though. All the libtard members will be quitting.
No, I bet they won't be. If they lose money because of him, they will denounce his statement. And they, you know what? I bet they do.
Well,
because
funny
they've gotten
you
progressive.
Mention that.
Oh, really?
The Boy Scouts of America issued a statement.
Yes.
A, let's call it, pissy milk toast nothing statement.
No.
People are still pissed.
Right.
The Boy Scouts of America is wholly nonpartisan and does not promote any one position, product, service, political candidate, or philosophy. The invitation of the sitting U.S. president to visit the National Jamboree is in no way an endorsement of any political party or specific policies.
Well, I mean, they're saying they don't endorse what Trump said then. That's going to bother Donald.
Policies. Yeah. We don't endorse a political party or policies. They don't apologize for having, for the shit that he said.
Yeah. But you know what's odd? See, this is the problem where the media has sort of made Trump palatable, certain GOP people palatable, when they have said really racist, exclusionary things in the past. Because, like, by having Trump at your jamboree, you're sort of endorsing when he says shit like, we got to kick all the Arab people out of the country. We got to deport all these Mexican people. We're going to put up a wall. I'm going to grab women by the pussy.
He used 40,000 kids to stroke his tiny little sad ego.
Think about this. You're putting that guy up as an example to a bunch of young boys where there's this tape out of him telling Billy Bush, if I want to, I'm going to grab your pussy and I'm going to make out with you, whether you like it or not.
That's locker room talk.
Yeah.
Locker room talk.
That is saying that shit is okay.
Yep.
That's nuts.
And it wasn't just the locker room talk. It was the message behind it. It was, I need Tic Tacs because I can't help myself. I move in and I kiss them right away.
I move in.
I have to kiss them.
I move in.
And they don't stop.
Yes.
Because when you're famous, they let you do anything, period. Grab them by the pussy.
Oof. That, I mean, that's chilling. That's rape. That is some guy describing rape. A sexual assault. And that guy's talking to a bunch of young kids, boys, that hopefully grow up and don't become fucking rapists.
Yeah.
God, Donald, you're just making the country fucking worse.
Horrible.
It's not lost on me that the fucking energy secretary is hanging out there, doesn't know shit about energy. Right.
He can dance, though.
Damn it. I said,
Rick Perry.
He really does look like a loon standing behind Trump with it.
Big grin, shit-eating grin on his face. He's wearing his smart glasses.
Oh, though. Yes. But listen, if you're Rick Perry, you wear those fucking smart glasses because, you know.
I'm smart. People think I'm stupid, but I'm smart.
Whatever he can do to help you not be nervous that he's in charge of the nuclear weapons. Oh, shit.
Nuclear.
Fuck you. God, isn't that terrifying?
There's a report out, breaking news.
This just in.
That, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. I don't know why people think I'm a racist.
Fuck you.
It must be because of my name.
Right.
Not that I hate black people, but I, you know, do.
Yes.
Jeff Sessions, they say, has no plans to leave office. He's going to make Trump fire him.
Oh, my fucking
well,
God.
Well, good for him, at least.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I tweeted this earlier. Is you know... Add this to the pile of horrific offenses against decency, but this is a bad one.
Right.
Making me root for Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
And
fuck
truth,
you for
the,
that.
Yeah, and the truth is, that guy should probably rot in jail. He should probably die in
He's
prison.
He's a horrible person.
Night. All these guys should die in prison.
He's coming for our weed.
Yeah. We don't know. What, does Putin want our weed?
According to the Daily Beast.
Yes.
The attorney general has no plans to leave office, and friends are saying he's pissed at Trump after a series of attacks meant to marginalize his power and, many believe, force his resignation, which would then grease the hole for the firing of Robert Mueller.
Oh, man. Everybody's getting their hole greased, baby!
One friend of Sessions... speaking to the Daily Beast, said Sessions is totally pissed off about it. It's beyond insane. It's cruel. It's insane. And it's stupid what the president is doing to Jeff Bosesh.
Oh, my God. It's nuts.
Everybody points out that more than any of the other cabinet members, Sessions has been, quote, an uncompromising advocate for Trump's agenda.
Yeah.
He's already worked methodically to dismantle Obama's legacy at the Justice Department.
Yes.
They reconsidered the department's efforts to make troubled police departments chain their practices. Oh my God.
See, Sessions is an ideologue. He doesn't give a... Maybe he doesn't give a fuck about this. Maybe he doesn't give a fuck about Russia. Maybe he's like, if I can get into the justice system, I can send it all the way back to the 50s and things will be more white again.
Yeah. They changed the DOJ's stance on voter ID lawsuits. They rolled back former Attorney General Eric Holder's sentencing guidelines that were aimed at, this is horrible.
Right.
Aimed at reducing incarceration and balancing out crime-related punishments. Wow, how evil.
Oh, my gosh. Damn.
Every pick at the U.S. Attorney's Office that Session made has underscored their focus on border security. He visited himself the border twice, emphasizing the desire to prosecute the undocumented.
Oh, my fucking God.
He has passionately defended Trump's so-called travel ban and threatened to withhold funding from sanctuary cities. Even today, there's a story
that
Jeff Bosesh is doing something more to go after sanctuary cities.
Right.
Which are cities that are like, we're not going to have our police ask for papers. Sorry.
Yeah. We're not going to do that. Governors are standing up to this guy, too.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to, you know... We're going to do good things for the fucking environment, whether you like it or not, dickhead.
Another friend of Sessions says he's not going anywhere. He's not going to resign. What he is accomplishing is too important to the country. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Please. Oh, you fucking racist that voted for this Trump-alo.
People that know Sessions are predicting that he's going to call Trump's bluff.
Oh, man.
They say, unlike, however, other members of Trump's cabinet, he has... the political clout to do it. Trump's base of support, this is the Daily Beast I'm reading from, Trump's base of support, immigration restrictionists. Listen to how they couch this, what they call the deplorables. His base of support, immigration restrictionists.
Oh, my God.
Rank and file law enforcement officials, which is what's really terrifying, that he's got the police, and states' rights conservatives were big fans of Jeff Bosesh before flocking to the president. I saw another couple of stories that are like, well, Trump may really regret this one, because now you've got senators and representatives in both houses who are thinking, well, wait a second. If his biggest cum guzzler out there is getting simply a knife in the back and aimed for the door.
Yes.
What is he going to do to me?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's scary.
And already a couple of them are pushing back. We've got none other than the senator from South Carolina.
Fuck you.
Navy veteran. I think he's done. I think was in the Navy Reserve until recently.
But he still wears that uniform, right?
Well, just on weekends with friends. Lindsey Graham.
Fuck you.
Senator from South Carolina.
Yes.
On the Twitter.
The dandy.
Lindsey not having it, this whole bullshit with Schittler. Let me bring it up here.
Right. Sorry. I mean, is he like, how many, how upset is Lindsey? How many Mai Tais in is he?
Juleps.
Oh, God. I'm
how
sorry.
How dare you?
Have him shot.
Here we go. Lindsey Graham tweeted earlier, Jeff Sessions is one of the most decent people I've ever met in my political life. Which, holy shit.
Holy fucking
bar
shit,
must
Lindsey.
Be really fucking low.
Who do you hang out with?
Jeff Sessions is a rock solid conservative. Ooh, he's rock hard.
Ooh.
I won't say hard, but I just thought that wouldn't be really appropriate. Jeff Sessions is a rock hard conservative, but above all else, he believes in the rule of law. He understands we are a nation of laws, not men's. He didn't say men's. I added the S. Not men.
I love that.
Then he tweeted, on occasion, I've vigorously disagreed with Jeff, but I've never once doubted his integrity or sense of fair play.
You never. Mm. What about when he's wearing?
That makes one of us.
What about when he's dancing around a fire in a hood, burning a cross? Right. Does that bother you at all?
President Trump's tweet today suggesting Attorney General Sessions pursue prosecution of a former political rival is highly inappropriate.
Wait, it was three snaps?
I did a
Z-snap,
yeah.
In a Z-formation, baby.
Highly inappropriate.
Oh, yes. God,
right, it's
damn.
The Banana Republic bullshit, going after your political rival.
Right.
And especially, the only reason he's doing it is because his balls are being dragged to the fire.
Oh, yes. It's weird to hear all these scumbags all upset about Schittler doing them wrong, you know?
Lindsey Graham continues tweeting, prosecutorial decisions should be based on applying facts to the law without hint of political motivation.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, we agree.
We agree,
to
Lindsey.
Do otherwise is to run away from the long-standing American tradition of separating the law from politics, regardless of party.
You know, is he being hypocritical here at all?
Probably. But we agree with him.
Right, I agree with this.
Then somebody put it all together in one tweet, and he tweeted it.
No.
Somebody put it in a GIF file, and he tweeted it.
Oh, that's nice. You don't think he made his own GIF?
He did, after that, say, I will support the motion to proceed so we can begin debate on a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear a little bit of John McCain?
Hell yeah, let's hear him.
On the Senate floor, they're all saying, oh, what a great speech from John McCain.
I don't feel bad about your brain tumor. Fuck off.
Who cares? But I stand here today looking a little worse for wear, I'm sure. I have a refreshed appreciation for the protocols and customs of this body and for the other 99 privileged souls who have been elected to this Senate. I've been a member of the United States Senate for 30 years. I had another long, if not as long, career before I arrived here, another profession that was profoundly rewarding, and in which I had experiences and friendships that I revere. But make no mistake, my service here is the most important job I've had in my life. And I'm so grateful to the people of Arizona for the privilege, for the honor of serving here, and the opportunities it gives me to play a small role in the history of the country that I love.
Yeah, he then goes on to say that he will not vote for this bill in its current form. He will vote for it to proceed to debate, however.
Okay. But isn't that insane, though? I mean, that's like, what are they doing? I mean, like, so they made this bill that's totally fucking shitty, and even the Republicans that are voting for it thinks it sucks, that it needs to be fixed. So now they're going to go debate it? Why don't they just write a better one?
Well, because they liked what they had that fucked as many people as possible and gave tax breaks to the rich. So they're going to try to ram that through as best they can.
But John McCain
on that pig.
Oh, yeah. But John McCain says he doesn't like it.
Lipstick. Once there's enough lipstick on it for John McCain, he'll be for it.
John McCain got out of his hospital bed for being treated for a brain tumor to vote on something.
He was up there for repeal every time they wanted to repeal it. So,
Jesus Christ. Does that make any? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Much of this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's all stupid.
That's it. That Lindsey Graham standing up for his friend Jeff Bosash III. And they're also saying that Jeff Bosash has some fans in the upper ranks, including Bannon, who has previously called Sessions his mentor.
Oh, shit.
And that loathsome toad, Stephen Miller. Proud would you be? Your minions are Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller.
The president, the power of the president will not be questioned at all.
You know...
Remember that?
On those Sunday morning shows.
Yeah.
If that's your entourage, aren't you embarrassed a little bit when you walk in places like, hey, meet all my Nazi friends? I mean, you know, Stephen Miller's so creepy, he can't even... How does he assimilate with humanity? How does he go somewhere and just hang out without looking like a creep? And maybe he can't.
Right.
Same thing with Bannon. Boo.
Sessions' buddies insist that Schindler's criticisms should be directed at Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, yeah.
The deputy AG.
Yes.
They say Trump hasn't even tweeted Rosenstein's name yet, although he did hint at him in one tweet. And they also say if that he really wants to get rid of Mueller, he can fire Rosenstein. He doesn't have to fire Sessions. Fire, because Rosenstein has the decision. Sessions is recused.
Oh, he's recused.
So Sessions can't fire Mueller.
So is this move to fire Sessions? Is it just
but then right-wing
Trump being emotional?
Right-wing nutjobs are saying, well, he can unrecuse.
God damn, that is so fucking weird.
I don't know if you can, but they're saying, he can just change his mind, unrecuse himself, fire Mueller.
Oh, my God. It's so fucked up.
And they're saying that Trump is again shooting himself probably in his tiny little feet, because who is going to want that job if and when he does fire Sessions and or Rosenstein? Who's going to be like, wow, I can't wait to be Trump's attorney general? I mean, I'm sure he'll find some swamp creature, some heinous servile. He'll probably put Eric Trump in.
Yeah.
Eric's going to be my attorney
general. Giuliani won't even do it.
Ivanka didn't go to law school, but she's smart enough to be attorney general. I don't care. She'll do what I say.
God, would he put one of it? Would he put his family?
Yes.
But then none of them are lawyers. Wait, Ivanka's a lawyer, right?
Business school, I thought.
You know, there's a lawyer, Chelsea Clinton. She'd be great. What are the chances? Right.
So some leading conservative voices have begun encouraging Sessions to just undo his recusal, saying that Mueller's probe is extending beyond the activities that happened during the campaign. So because they're going after Trump's finances, but according to the order they wrote up, that Rosenstein wrote up, Mueller can go anywhere the investigation leads him, which makes sense that it would include any past dealings with the Russians.
Drain the swamp, baby. This is such a cluster fucking fuck.
I love attorney, who's this? Cleta Mitchell, longtime Washington conservative super lawyer.
Super. Cleta.
Said, Cleta? I think he ought to really think about revisiting the reason for recusal.
Yeah.
Ugh.
God, I mean, that's. What? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Trump sees Sessions' recusal as a betrayal. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's very unfair.
But what do I know? I didn't see that Sessions had much of a choice, did he?
No, everybody, even Giuliani, even that swamp creature said,
I think he did the right thing.
So why not fire Rosenstein?
Yeah.
Rosenthal, what's his name?
Rosenstein.
Fire Rosenstein. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I guess there was a news conference also in the White House Rose Garden today. He said, I want the attorney general to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies. He said, flanked by senior staff, including Ivanka Trump,
right,
Jared Kushner, and Gary Cohn.
Oh, my God.
That's his lawyer.
Right.
These are intelligence agencies. We cannot have that happen.
God damn it.
I've told you before, I'm very disappointed with the attorney general, but we will see what happens. Time will tell. That's how
God,
he ended.
Man. This is so Boy fucking Scouts. Ridiculous.
Got the Boy Scouts to boo Obama.
Oh my God.
Got 40,000 kids
fucking
to boo Hillary Clinton and listen, Barack Obama.
It's not good behavior. It's not classy to boo someone.
Right.
I mean, it's to get a crowd, a mob of people booing someone is kind of evil.
Well, and to what end? To make yourself look better.
To make little foot soldiers of hate for you?
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Right.
Oh, for your own fucking ego.
And make sure you don't believe the media.
Oh, look, Trump, congratulations. You got a room full of kids to believe you. You're the president. You use your bully pulpit to help make, maybe you turn some of these kids into some sexists, maybe some racists. Good job.
Meanwhile, there's a new poll.
Fucking asshole.
New poll out from Gallup that says with the various approval numbers, state by state, it ain't going great. However, in 17 states, his approval level is below 40%.
Oh, my God. Vermont, man. Vermont.
However,
yes,
in 17 states, his approval level has averaged 50% or higher.
Oh, my God. This is bananas.
I'm sure one could take a moment or two and name a lion's share of those 17 states.
Oh, yeah. But I want to meet the people I want to meet those 32% that approve of Trump in Vermont. That's still a shit ton of folks, man. This presidency is a dumpster fire. How do you find anything positive out of this? He went to he got the Boy Scouts to boo for Obama. To boo Obama.
The number of illegal immigrants crossing the border has dropped. They're thrilled about that. I don't know. Okay, how has your life changed?
Right. What does that matter?
How has your life changed?
None. It
how
doesn't.
Has anyone's life changed, really?
People.
Except for the farmers.
Right.
Who were relying on illegal
yeah.
workers to pick their crops.
I mean, do you think people are coming over the border and as soon as they jump the fence, they're raping all the white women
well,
and they're stealing
not.
Your property?
Well, of course not.
They're causing, they're working.
And in fact, didn't we see that there was a study that showed that of all the undocumented people coming across the border, they had a much lower crime rate in general?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're trying to stay under the radar.
Right.
Because they know if they do something wrong, they're going to get bag tagged and launched.
Listen, and also the other side of that is, what if people can take advantage of those guys, right? I mean, if you want to stay under the radar, you're never complaining about...
Like corporate farmers.
Yes. Who are they going to complain to? They're
exactly.
going to get deported.
Yeah, put it in the box. There's a complaint box right over there. We'll get right to that.
Shouldn't there be a way that we can take care of these people?
We think we should.
Yes.
But we're not angry, butthurt...
Why are they so
privileged
fucking
white dudes. Hmm?
Why are they so punitive? Why do they think it's more productive for the country to hit people
that's
over the head with
the
a stick rather
difference.
Than throwing carrots at them? I don't get it.
That's the fundamental difference. Like Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, all this
racism.
Shit that he's doing to roll back. I read a story yesterday about there's a great, of course, California. Some organization, some like pro-justice reform organization in California won a lawsuit against some fucking against one of these prisons or something, prison organization, and they were using the fundage to set up trips for prison administrators, like government prison officials from other states, to go to like Denmark or go to Sweden or go to the Netherlands or wherever and go to some of these humane prison systems where they really prioritize the humane treatment and they're not into this, you know, they don't do isolation. They don't do solitary. They don't do things like that.
I mean, you know, dude.
And they actually treat the prisoners like humans. And guess what? The recidivism rate in America is shite compared to these other countries where it's significantly, ridiculously lower. And they really try to rehabilitate, not punish.
Because and what's the goal?
We've been getting in that direction. So this cool organization is sending people over. And I read a story. It was the North Dakota. It was a woman who's in charge of all the prisons in North Dakota. I don't know if she's selected or elected, but she's the prison czar of North Dakota.
Okay.
Government official, though.
Right.
Not these evil private prisons. She's like in charge of the government system. And she was one of these tough as nails, they say. She got one of these trips over and said she wanted to cry. That she and her aide that were with her, after they toured and they learned all about these prison systems, that they literally cried.
Yeah.
At the horrificness that they are doing to these prisoners and to these people, regardless of, I mean, okay, yeah, there's some horrible, horrible people, but it also kind of shows what kind of a barbarian society we are by how we treat our prisoners.
You know, it's weird. It's like we got all these politicians that are in charge that are supposedly Christians. And the idea of redemption, is that not the core principle of the motherfucking Bible, baby? Forgiveness?
So she came back and she's now implemented. Like they cut their isolation time. Like they still have it, but it's down to 10% of what it was, and the amount of prisoners that are in solitary confinement.
Yes.
There's also they've implemented methods of how to get out of solitary confinement. They're not just throwing people away. They're also recognizing mental illness more.
Yes,
that some of these prisoners who continually commit crimes may have mental issues going on.
They should be.
And they're addressing those, and things are starting to turn around in North fucking Dakota. And guess who's trying to reverse every single one of that?
Sessions.
Jefferson, cunting, Beauregard, fucking Sessions, cuntbag the third.
Right. See, now that's scary. The idea that he's such an ideologue that...
And it doesn't work.
Right. Well, it works for him because, you know, he sees the prison system as a hotel, right? Because
yeah.
He works for the corporate system.
Do you mean you're treating them like humans? Why aren't you beating them and putting them to work? Punish, punish, punish. Hold on, let me jerk off for a second. Punish more. It's really a heinous life view of this punishment culture that so many of these conservatives have. I don't get it.
So do you think he'll get it when he ends up going to jail for whatever Russian bullshit you do? Which you know he won't. He will not go to jail.
None of them.
Fucking way. Because they're white and rich and privileged and they have all the fucking power.
Exactly.
Think about what he did compared to somebody.
We're going to have to heal the country and not send them to jail.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you want to pull somebody over. Oh, they got a joint in their car. I'm going to take your property and I'm going to throw you in fucking jail. And I sold our ass out to Russia. Fuck you, Beauregard Session, you fucking asshole.
Consistent with the geographic Republican strength, most of Trump's high approval ratings are in the southern states, in the plains states, and in the mountain west.
Hey, he's at like 40-something in Florida.
His lowest ratings are northeast and west coast.
Yes.
The highest Trump-sucking approval rating, which is baffling to me because these people are going to be the most negatively affected by these horrible Republican policies.
Yes.
West Virginia.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, dummies. 60% approval rating of Donald Trump.
I do have a positive thing to say about West Virginia. That's the state that brought us the best season ever of that show about beauty pageants. Toddlers and Tiaras. God, that was amazing. Those people in that beauty pageant shit in West Virginia.
I think it's related.
What?
I think it's related.
To, oh, yeah, yeah. They're monsters.
They love Trump. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. They're fucking monsters.
North Dakota. Interestingly enough, we just talk about prison reform. But however, 59% approve of Trump in North Dakota. South Dakota right after that.
Fuck you.
Montana, Wyoming, Alabama.
55% or
right up there, 55%.
Come on, guys.
Oklahoma, Kentucky, Kansas, Arkansas. I can't stand it. Let's go to the smart states. Vermont, God bless y'all. That doesn't exist. But the Spaghetti Monster,
still,
bless y'all.
There's 20% of people in there that love the guy.
26.
I want to meet them. I know. I don't want to meet them.
26% of Vermonters approve. Job approval. That just means that's really awful.
Oh, yeah.
Massachusetts is next, 29%. Maryland at 30%, tied with California. California. See, California's a big fucking state. There are a lot of shit drizzles in California. A lot of dumb conservatives.
Shit drizzles. Fuck you, boy.
New York, 31%. Connecticut, 34%. And Hawaii, 35%. And then a whole bunch in the middle.
Yeah.
But overall...
he's shit in the bed, right?
Yeah.
Because states he won, he's losing approval.
Correct.
Right? His approval rating's dipping.
I mean, Texas, he's only at 42% approval, 51% disapproval.
Oh, my
Same
God.
Same numbers here in Florida, 42% approve, 51% are disapproving. That ain't boding well.
No. How are the GOP going to turn it around, guys? What monster are you going to get behind to run for president next time? What piece of shit?
So the headline is Trump sets a new low for second quarter job approval. 38.8% average, the Gallup poll.
Spin that, dickhead. Spin that. What is he going to say? Oh, I had the most people ever at my inauguration.
Right.
He'll just lie. It won't matter.
God, and proof this country is fucked up and our democracy has failed.
Yes.
Only 40% agree with him on issues. Only 40% agree with the Republicans.
So
only four. That means 60% don't.
Nobody.
So why are we in this mess?
I don't
Gerrymandering.
Know. Absolutely.
Fucking Republican twunt watery.
And on top of that, dude, that voter fraud commission.
Bullshit. Yeah, and that's going to get worse. Absolutely. Shit.
That's going to.
Absolutely.
They are evil. They are insidious. The GOP is garbage.
They're doing their best right now to make sure they win 2018. But if there's possibly a good sign, question mark.
Yes, caveat.
I think this was Rachel Maddow last night. Was saying that they listed by this point, at this point, before an upcoming election. So we got the 2018s coming up. So a year and a half before an election. Since 2000, they listed all the people who have applied for candidacy.
Yes.
That have $5,000 or more in donations listed already, which is a big benchmark to get people to donate $5,000 to get you to run for something.
Hell yeah.
And they're finding that, you know, through the years, like before 2000 or whatever, it was about even or whatever. Yes. There was a huge spike in 2009, which was right, or 2008 ish, right before the 2010 election when the Tea Party took over.
Right.
And all hell broke loose.
But now
there was a huge spike in Republicans. So even though it was kind of evenish for most of the previous ones, Democrats and Republicans registering to run for office that have at least $5,000.
Okay.
And it was pretty even. All of a sudden there was a crazy spike in 2010 of the fucking Republicans. A lot more people ran. A lot more people had money because, oh, my God, a black guy got into the office.
That is so fucking depressing.
My opinion.
Yes. No, you're
it's
right.
Policies. How dare you call us racist? Fuck you. We found out
racist.
It's mostly racism.
Fucking racist. Fuck you.
So the great whitening of 2010 occurred. And if that holds true, then it went back to almost normal. But if that holds true.
The great whitening.
Already, so we're at that benchmark right now.
Yes.
For the 2018 midterms.
Right. That's awesome.
And it is off the charts, crazy, record setting.
That's great.
For the Democrats.
Right. Elijah Cummings' wife, she's going to run for something in Maryland.
I mean, like two or three times what the Republican difference was in 2010. It looks like a fucking Trump Tower next to a little shack.
Oh shit! Damn.
And that vile experience. On the bar chart.
That sounds like hope.
And if that holds true, and we can keep the hope alive,
yes,
maybe there'll be enough people that can win back a lot of these seats. And holy
hell
crap,
yeah,
maybe
dude.
We can stop the sinking of this country and
hope.
The loss of our republic.
And but we can't ever forget that these fucking racists, when these people say they're racist, we believe them. That Donald Trump, he told us so many times in that campaign that he's a racist motherfucker. And people, I don't know, did they not believe him? They didn't take him seriously?
Yeah,
We can't do that again. We can't fucking do that again.
We only got a couple minutes left here. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow, hump day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Fuck ye!
Don't forget, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Leave us good reviews and shit.
Bigly.
Mofos. We've got a quick update.
Crab diving quick update.
On Saga Ark Encounter.
Right.
Ark Gate. Where last we left off, Ken Ham and his evil minions had sold their for-profit entity to one of their non-profit bullshit entities in order to dodge
shenanigans.
A new tax had been imposed to try to offset the bullshit that the few people that show up for their stupid Ark create in the town.
You fucking morons.
Because guess what? All that revenue didn't pour in that Ken Ham promised.
Yeah. Well, he built an amusement park based on Noah's fucking Ark. Who wants to go to that? Nobody.
So last week they sold it for $10. triggering state officials, as we reported here.
Yes.
We read somebody else's report. Suspend their tax breaks.
Yes.
Remember? No more tax breaks for you. Sorry.
Fuck you guys.
Hi, thanks for calling. Thanks, Ark Encounter. This is the state telling you lost your tax breaks.
Fuck you and your dinosaurs.
God bless.
Right.
Well, now they've apparently done the math. because the Ark Encounter has now sold itself back to itself.
Oh, okay.
For $10.
No, okay. Wow, they've lost.
Now, once again, making it eligible for the tax rebate, and now they're saying that they'll probably have to pay that smaller tax fee. So remember, they lost out on $18 million over right. 10 years to give up a few hundred thousand a year or something like that.
Yeah.
To try to save that.
Yeah. 700,000.
But so he sold his for-profit fake boat to a nonprofit company that he owned for $10
okay.
to avoid a safety fee
right.
by doing that, losing $18 million. And now he's sold the nonprofit boat back to the for-profit entity. But the thing that's interesting is, I wonder if they're just automatically going to get, it doesn't say here in the report, but are they just automatically then again going to have their tax breaks reapproved? Do they have to go through the process again? I would make the fuckers reapply.
Oh my God,
sorry.
I would.
You lost your status. Reapply and convince yeah. me that it's worth giving you $18 million in tax breaks, Ark.
You know they're just going to let him say, oh, listen, we get it. You fucked up. Here, we'll go back to the way it was. Just pay us $700,000.
Probably, grossly, but yeah. The fucking so Ark. We will keep our noses to the stink.
Oh, yes.
Of the smell of what Ken Ham's trying to get away with over there.
The noses to the stink.
Over there in Kentucky. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of every moment you listen.
Hell yeah.
Spread us on our social medias. That's and share right. us and everything. Don't forget our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little help. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps out our screaming. Helps out our screaming liberal media.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Rated R Comedy, or to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Just my Instagram. I never fucking tweet. Thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow, y'all.
Viva la resistance.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
Yes. It's
not a good
history.
Idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.